Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and worship you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious day and all the wonderful things you've done. And Lord, I'm so grateful for the Word of God and the privilege to teach it and to see you do all the mighty miracles of healing and deliverance I've had the privilege to see you do. And all the miracles. You are a mighty God. So as the Word goes out today, bless it as everyone hears it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
And said, all of a sudden, I felt this heaviness and this depression, and everything came upon me. And she said, I said, Lord, what is this? And so she said, I turned, and there was the devil. And she said, Lord, do something to him. He's interfering with my talking with you. He said, he has nothing in me. He has nothing in me. Said, you do something. And so she said, well, Lord, all my sins are repented of. He said, okay, then do something. I told you, you have power over him on earth. So she said, I said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. And she said, boy, he just turned his back and he was gone in a heartbeat. She said, Thurman, I never had an experience like that. I said, good, the Lord just taught you a great thing. What he taught you lines up exactly with the Word of God. He told you and me that he came and defeated the devil 2,000 years ago. Now when that devil comes upon us to depress us, afflict us, to make us sick, or whatever he does, all we got to do is make sure he has nothing in us. If he has nothing in us, we're not living in any kind of sin, we've confessed and repented every sin, then we can speak to the devil in the name of Jesus, and he has to flee. Just like the man the other day, Richard Queen was his name, that was sitting right there in his wheelchair, that I rebuked that cancer. And a few weeks, whatever it was, it's been a few weeks, I got that email from him this last week. And he said, praise God, I went been back to the doctor, and the cancer is completely gone. And he said, I'm now learning how to walk all over, but I'm walking. And he said, it ain't going to be long till I'm going to be back to full strength. Now, see, God's Word has guaranteed all of us healing. All we got to do is have the Word sown in our heart. He got an hour and a half. Sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes you have to have more than that. But the Word has to be sown in your heart. Now then it says here, when we go on down about sowing this seed in our hearts, I'm going to have to skip some of the verses that I was going to teach on because I can already see we've been going 45 minutes already and I'm just page one. And I got 18 pages. When I sit down to make these pages and these outlines, I think, my goodness, Lord, I've got to have enough to talk on at 3 or 4 hours. And so, 2 o'clock this morning, I just laid down and went to bed after making these 18 pages. And I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you that you can make these 18 pages last 3 hours. Well, at this rate, we're going to have to... Wow, praise the Lord. Then he says here, one of the verses I want to talk about another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven, and this is also in that same chapter of Matthew 13, but it's verse 31. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now then, the Word of God is like that seed. As you sow the Word of God in your heart, you may have absolutely no faith. You may have this tiny little seed, but as the seed of the kingdom is sown in your heart and you learn these great and mighty principles, it grows up into a great and mighty tree in you, and nothing will become impossible with you. Now, that's the Lord showing us all these mighty things now. And he goes down and talks about all kinds of stuff there, about all these different seeds that's put in there. Now then, there's some awesome things all the way down through verse 43. If you want to sit down and meditate on those are really great examples of the seed of the kingdom. There's many of them, but I don't have time to cover every one of them in detail. But here's the overall scope of this. The Word of God is a seed, and it must be planted in your heart to produce a harvest. And you must have that seed planted and sown over and over and over. And you must continue to... Faith comes by hearing. It doesn't come by hearing one time. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So that's why you need to quote God's Word over and over and over and over. You must wake up in the morning and say, I am a son of God. I am a daughter of the King. Jesus is my Lord. So this is the mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world. Colossians 1:27, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And Colossians 2:3, so if all the secrets of the universe are hidden in him, and he's in me, then nothing shall be impossible with me. Just like Paul said in Philippians 4:13, every secret of the universe is hidden in me. So Lord, God in me. I wake up this morning, Christ is in me, the hope of glory. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Thank you for your benefit package, Lord, in Psalm 103. Psalm 103 says, you forgive all of my iniquities. You heal all of my diseases. You save me from the destruction.
And he said, the angels of God hearken to the word of God which is spoken in the earth. How is the word of God spoken in the earth today? Out of your mouth. As you speak the word of God, the angels will hearken to it to make it come to pass for you. To think we got these magnificent beings, these beings of radiant grandeur that is there waiting for you and me to speak the word of God so they can help us, so they can do mighty things for us. And most of us go through life and never learn this. Never call on one of them. I think about this story right here in Dallas a few years ago. My wife was watching the news one night, and she told me about this. She said, honey, I want you to tell me what happened. She said that there was a lady that was going to go home, she said, and she was going to cut through an alley, and it was late, already after dark, and she thought, well, I hate to go through that alley. But she said, Lord, watch over me and protect me in Jesus' name. She just made that little statement. So she goes walking through this alley, and she gets up here, and all of a sudden she's startled. She sees in the little cutout there where the trash cans go, there's a man standing there. But he don't say a word. So she just walks right on by. And she goes on home. The next day she reads in the newspaper where that 20 minutes after she went through there, another woman came through there, and that woman was raped and brutally murdered right there in that alley. They said, if anybody saw anybody in this area about that time last night come down, we have picked up 3 or 4 or 5 men that were hanging around that area, and come down and see if you know or can recognize any of these men. Well, this woman, she went down there. And when she went down there, sure enough, here was the man she saw standing there. And she said, I saw that man right there where that woman was killed 20 minutes before. And whenever she said that, he confessed up that he was the one that done it. And she said, sir, I need to ask you a question. If you were the one that done that, why didn't you attack me when I walked through? He looked at her and said, woman, are you crazy? And she said, well, what do you mean? He said, there was 2 big men right behind you. Now, who do you think those guys were? Angels of God. Had she asked the Lord to watch over her and protect her in the name of Jesus? Since he's a faith God, if you ask him to do that, what does he do? He does it. And you may not be able to see them, but when somebody comes to harm you, they will be able to see them. These are these magnificent beings of grandeur that are called angels that are sent to minister to you and I, just like Hebrews 1:14 says. So don't hesitate to call on these big boys in the name of Jesus. They're there to help you do great and wonderful things, and I've had them help me many times. Tangible things I've had them help me do. It's absolutely awesome what angels will do for you by faith. Praise the Lord. He is awesome. Now then, so you must have God's word in your heart before you can be healed. It must become a reality to you that Christ healed you on the cross 2,000 years ago. Now then, trying to be healed before you know what God's word, what God's will is like trying to raise a crop of wheat in a field before you sow the seed. If you do not sow the seed, you will never get a crop. Can you imagine me sitting out on the porch of my house looking over my field, and I go out there and plow it? I go through all the stuff, but I never put no seed out, and I back up and put my feet up and get my cold glass of iced tea, and I sit there and say, Lord, I'm waiting for the seed to come up, waiting for the crop. You know what's going to come up out in that field? Tares. That's what's going to come. The devil, guarantee, there'll be all kinds of stuff come up, but there won't be no wheat come up, Willie Benjamin. No.
You got to sow good seed. Now, the devil will sow his seed. He'll make sure that the weeds come up in your garden. And even if you sow good wheat, he'll still make sure some of the tares come up in there with it. I can assure you. One thing, I can think, just recently out there in front of my house, or quite a ways up in front of my house, there about a mile, they had to take a great big wide area there, probably 100 feet wide, and they cleaned it off all the way to Justin, and they put a great big 2 or 3 foot water pipeline into Justin. I mean, they graded that off down to the clean ground. Nobody sowed anything, so guess what came up on that entire section all the way to Justin? Weeds. That's right. Weeds. I mean, the devil, he's out there sowing his weeds. So, now then, if you don't sow the Word of God in your heart and learn what is yours about healing, guess who's going to sow unbelief in your heart?
The devil.
Just like this precious little lady right here. That unbelief had been in her heart all those years. And all those years, she'd been down in her back, going to the chiropractor, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever she said, times a week, trying to get enough relief that she could get by. And all she needed was to get rid of her unbelief, have one man of faith, pray the prayer of faith for her, and now she hadn't had no more trouble with her back. It's still just wonderful, isn't it? It's just awesome what God does. I just praise the King, because He's a faith God, and if you don't believe Him, now, surely a precious little daughter like that, He wouldn't let her suffer all those years just because of unbelief. He did, didn't He? Yes, He did. But the minute you stop living in unbelief and believed Him, He heals you. How long ago was that young lady?
About January 11th.
January the 11th. She got healed January the 11th at the healing school. So isn't that amazing? Now then, praying without faith will not heal you.
No.
Praying without faith. Now, I used to be right there. I prayed a lot of prayers and never saw an answer. We should see an answer to every prayer we pray. Every one. When we go to the Lord, we should see it. Now, but if you pray without faith, you will not be healed. The prayer of faith, the Lord says, will save the sick. Now, think about this guarantee. In other words, I think about this promise I quoted you a while ago. If this was the only thing in healing in the entire Word of God, this is the only one we would need.
Well, praise the Lord. That's exactly right. That is the only thing we would need. But we'll take up right there tomorrow. Right now, I'd like to invite you to give me a call for the complete teaching on these healing schools. I have them on audio and videotape, and I will send them out to you free and postpaid. So contact me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And we will be happy to send you our teaching. Now, I trust that this week that you will have a great day. You will continue to love the Lord and you'll be obedient, because if you're obedient and do what the Lord says, He will bless you in everything you put your hands to. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.